Paul wrote this letter to the Thessalonian Christian believers. And this is what he said about them. Second Thessalonians 1:3. And that's good. We're going to say that about ourselves. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. I'm doing this. If y'all put it in the original, that'd be all right. I got it in the New King James, but I can get it pretty quick. In 2 Thessalonians 1, 3. Got it. And this is what it says. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly. Boy, isn't that good to say that about some believers? Your faith groweth exceedingly. And the love of every one of you all abound towards each other. Whoa. When we walk in that now, did you think we won't be heard when we come together and agree? We can agree on things. That's why we're saying these seats are filled. You watch, see, they're filled. How many I have an agreement with? Huh? Can't nothing stop it. Because we are going to continue to pursue the will, plan, and purpose of God for our individual life, for this ministry. And this building, this ministry, this building was structured or put together for God's service. So people can come and be taught. People can be healed. They can, that's that God glory. They can, people come together and rejoice and give God glory. Come and be delivered. Come and get direction. Come and be taught. And change their own individualized life. Change their family life. Change their circumstance. Change their living habits. Raise them up. Bring them off the street. Bring them out of the alley. All these awful places that they're being abused and misused. Hallelujah. And so we are going to let this be said among us. I'm going to read this from the King James, New King James. We're bound to thank God always for you, brother, as it is fitting, because your faith groweth exceedingly. And the love of every one of you all abounds towards each other. I ain't got nothing bad to say about you. My deeds towards you is good. Words I speak over you, whether you're in my presence or absent, is good. You'll never be concerned about a backbiting word coming out of my mouth. So if you hear somebody say, so-and-so said this about you, I know that's not true. Because we have entered into what? A covenant agreement. And we have strong faith that whatever we believe God for, we get it. Hallelujah. And you know what we're driving for? I'm believing God that every person here be well and healthy and live long. Every person come out of poverty. Every person come out of poverty and begin to live prosperous. Huh? I mean, every one of you. Ain't no big I and little you. We all big because our God is big. We serve a big God. We serve a big, big, big God that he does big, big, big things. And my life is rich. Your life is rich. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't have to be afraid and all these things they are telling us about. I'm not silly and nothing like that. But all these things they're telling us about, Jesus already done told us. They're coming on the earth, but they're not coming to my house and your house because my house is already equipped. I already got my house filled. It's already furnished. It's furnished with love. It's furnished with grace, mercy, peace, joy, prosperity and goodness, health and long life and all that. That's what's in my house. That's what's in my life. So when it shows up, when all these things come on the earth, he said, 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Hallelujah. And these things are not something we just get happy about. These things we make sure we walk in the light of. We put them into practice. Hallelujah. What, you know why? Listen to this. Ooh, yes. Listen to this, Colossians chapter 1. This is King Jimmy. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, down through 14. I don't know how far I get this. I'm going to read all the way down through 20, but I'm going to do 12 to 14 first. Watch this. Because I think I'm going to switch over. Giving thanks unto the Father. That's why we are altered. It shouldn't be hard. Sometimes, you know, your flesh, your mind, your feeling, you come into a setting like this, or you're at the house, and you ought to train yourself to not let these things move you. How you feel, what's going on, you know. When you wake up in the morning, it ought to be easy for you to say, thank you, Jesus. It should be easy. You shouldn't wait to get some kind of feeling. But you because, see, you know something. And if you do this, feeling will finally wake up and change and get on board. But if you keep on following feeling, it'll drag you into a place where you don't want to be, down in the muddy grove. Oh, doom and gloom and oh, and agony on me. Whatever the stuff. But it says what? Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of what? The inheritance of the saints in light, which has made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. What happened to the saints in light? Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son? Where am I? Where are you? Where are we? We are in the kingdom of his dear son. What's in the kingdom? Everything good. Nothing missing, nothing broken. I'm in the kingdom. You're in the kingdom right now. And we have to learn how to access what's in the kingdom. Walking by the flesh, walking by the mind, you can't access it, but you walk by the spirit. You can, because he just told you. You've been delivered from the power of darkness. Darkness cannot rule or control you. Hallelujah. Darkness cannot rule or control you. Hallelujah.